What's up, dudes and dudettes of the Unlost fam, and welcome to another episode of All of It. I am your host, Jay, and with me is
Cece.
And back at it again, like a post move for the
homeless pets.
For the twofer. Homeless pets?
Yeah.
What?
I just had to say something random.
Oh my god. You nailed it.
I did? Okay. Sorry. It's okay, you guys. I'm sorry. I just had to say something weird because I miss my babies and they're in the the shelter. I can't even talk right. But the pet shelter, and I miss my babies. Those are my
OG this
babies.
Is part three of life shit, and this is CC's side of the story of unto why we got fired and how we were wrongfully fired.
Wrongfully. Definitely wrongfully. Yes.
So, action.
What the hell?
I don't fucking know, man.
What the hell? Okay, well, let me tell you like this. Everybody knows I was assistant manager there. I was actually helping my ex-manager for the longest time at the store with the cooler, organizing the cooler, organizing the shelves in the aisle, labeling everything, making sure our co-workers have the right schedule, labeling in the bag, organizing the bag, making sure the orders are good. Mind you, with both sides have been told, you know, she is not very good at computers at all. And I was really mostly her right hand man, really. Woman, whatever.
You were trying to find another word other than man.
Right. I was literally just, you know, her second or whatever. Like,
you were her right and left hand.
Yeah, I was. I really was her right and left hand too.
Sure, if she would have let you, probably would have been her feet too.
Yeah. And
she
I
should let you be a brain.
Yeah, I don't. I guess she's gonna be the scarecrow with no brain.
Jesus Christ.
and the lion with no courage.
I'm
just stop. Let me finish. So like I was doing everything, and of course she was probably talking shit about me behind my back, which I didn't give a shit because I knew my worth at that store.
Yes, girl, yes. Live in your truth, girl.
Oh Lord. And it actually it all started like when she went on her vacation. Like it was, I got praise. Yeah, I really did from the manager. I got praise from making sure the store is good and everything. And she would definitely get mad at me about reorganizing a lot of stuff, and she wanted it a certain way, and it didn't make sense. Like it just, you know how certain stuff people say or do, and you just look at them and be like, what? And only, it's just really only them that it only makes sense to, but it really don't make sense to nobody else. I was definitely that person who would be like, no, this is not working. I would put stuff in organization for her, and either she like it or she don't. So, you know, I did a lot. I did a lot for her. And she always kind of had me and the other assistant manager, Bianca, kind of go against each other, because she would talk shit to her about me, or she would say some things about her to me and stuff like that. Now, what V and Jay had to say about how she was running shit, yeah, it's very much, much true. She was definitely trying to get me in, like, some months before all this happening and stuff like that. She was trying to get me to go to the Harry Hines store to be a store manager over there. I'm like, nah, I'm good. I'm gonna stay right here. It was. If you live in Dallas and downtown and stuff like that in Texas, it's crazy. I'm not I'm a female. I might have to slice and dice some people over there, okay? That ain't for me, okay? I got my kids to worry about. I don't have time to be going to work and seeing if I'm gonna come home either scratched up, banged up from the hospital, or not gonna come home because I'm in jail for stabbing somebody because they didn't came up in there and try to do some shit to me. I don't got time for that. I'm sorry. I just don't. So, you heard the story between both of them. That's what was going on between them. There was a lot of text messages between all of us and stuff like that. I knew about the structure, but I did not know, truly to honest God, I did not know that everybody's hours was going to get cut at the store. And I mean, when I say hours being cut, you probably thinking like an hour or two. No. What Jay said, 5 hours, yes. Like, if you was full-time employee, like most of us that was there, full-time employees, that's 40 hours, okay? If you know full-time, 40 hours, right? 8-hour shifts, right? No, scratch that, okay? Scratch it, because that was not the case. They cut people in hours, okay? If you were doing 40 hours, you went straight down to 30 hours, okay? If you was working 8-hour shifts, you was working 5-hour shifts, okay? That's how much cuts it was, okay? If you was making $1,000, your cut, it was about to be $800, okay? That's how much cuts they was making. And she did not say boo, nothing, a lick of nothing, okay? And that's what was upsetting me, because she, like, a week prior to all this, she was asking certain people at the store, like, overnight, it was just a whole bunch of people that she was asking to go to Harry Hines, because people's hours are, I guess, were going to be getting cut. And she was actually asking them to go over there because of hours. And I was like, no, nobody's hours are going to get cut. This is my knowledge at the time. Well, I was wrong, and because she didn't say nothing, and I was getting pissed about it or whatnot. Now, mind you, I had no problem with nobody there. What Jay and V would probably say, a good soldier. But I had no problem. I didn't have no problem. I didn't get in no issues or nothing. So,
for the record, if anybody's been in the military, you know you're not a good soldier. Nobody has a complaint about you. You're not a good soldier until you get at least like half your fucking platoon not liking you.
Especially, but I didn't have that problem though.
Especially,
shit, I must have been a damn good soldier. Right.
But
people on shifts I didn't even work with didn't like me.
Yeah. But like nobody really had no problem with me because I always, you know, I'm assistant manager. I made sure everything was good.
Well, and comfort. Change that. They had a problem with me until they actually had to work with me. And then they was like, what's wrong?
Right.
That would be the look on their face.
Pretty much. Like, if you work with me, you know what it is. So don't be talking shit, pretty much. But, yeah, mm-hmm. The day of, there was a whole bunch of crap with the new manager and all that. And I was just like, bro, what is going on? Everything's getting changed. I can't get 2 seconds with this new manager. Manager seemed like she was just having so much issue with us. I'm like, how you gonna come in and change shit and you don't know the people from Adam and Eve? You don't know nothing.
And the day that she quit
was the next day, which we were off. But I was just like, this don't make no sense. So mind you, this happened like all this was happening at the beginning of the week, which was Monday. We did not get fired until Wednesday. Mind you, they had shit nothing on me to fire me. So they had to make up some shit.
They created
a scene. to fire me. They, because I went in for a mid shift and I was good for right there. Like, you know, I went in for a mid shift and stuff like that. And this is what everything started going down. This, like, 10 o'clock, like, in a 2-hour span. When I tell you they was already planning this shit, I got there at 10 o'clock.
What about Great
Bay
taking the
key? Oh, yeah. So we had to lock the office door because the keypad wasn't working. She took the keys as soon as I got there. At this point, I'm like, okay, whatever. I wasn't really thinking nothing of it, really, but I was like, oh, it's a bunch of drama anyway. And I guess she heard it, and I had no problem repeating it to her face. And so I was like, whatever. So I got on the register from like 10 to like 11:45. And I mean 11:45 because I was looking at the clock the whole time. I was at that register. I really was. I was at that register. And I never moved from that register. Mind you, all this happened, me getting fired and all that. So I was like, okay, well, whatever. I got to use the bathroom anyway. So I left to use the restroom. I come out. I guess they decided they wanted to call the popos, the 5-0, the police. With the sirens and stuff, with the badges and guns and shit.
With the badges.
Yeah, I think they know what police are.
Well, they trifling ass. So.
Oh, don't forget about the security guard that came from Aaron Hines.
Yeah. Hold on, I'm getting to that point now. So, you know, I went to the bathroom. I guess my sister and V went there and was, you know, hey, you in the bathroom? Like, yeah, whatever. My intentions was to use the fucking bathroom, okay? I got to go tinkle, pee-pee, whatever you want to call it. I had to do it. So, you know, that was going to go back to work. No. They came in. We was talking to whatever was going on. We come out the bathroom. I say that. And mind you, my nephew's there. So there's a whole baby there, okay? A whole baby. 18 months. Whole baby.
Walking and talking, okay?
And I come out the bathroom, Popo's is already there. The Popo's is already there. I'm like, what is going on? What is going on? Mind you, what V said, the security guards, the wannabe security guard, okay?
Security.
Yeah.
Security.
Top flight, all that. came from the other corporate store, which was Harry Hines, all the way to Irving store. Now, mind you, I don't know why she came over there, but apparently two officers and her.
To confirm the fact that you probably weren't at the register, because from what I understand, those cameras do work. And there is somebody who's watching those cameras.
Okay, but shoot, I had to use the bathroom. I was coming right back. But they didn't even give me a chance to. They was like, well, we want you to clock out and go home. For what? I didn't do anything wrong. I went to the bathroom. Now, mind you, the next day, so I was like, okay, fine, whatever. So by the time I get home, it was like 12:30. Was fine. And Bell Pepper ass, yep. Was like, yeah, we need you to go home. If you have any questions, call Stephanie. For what? So you was already planning this shit at 6 o'clock a.m. Stock time.
Stock time.
Yeah, stock time.
What the fuck is stock time?
If you live in New York, you know what that means. So I'm just like,
you don't even live in New York.
I know what that means, though.
Oh my god.
Stock open at 6 a.m. So I'm just like, bro, so you was already planning this stuff for whatever. And I was like, okay, so y'all over here trifling, y'all over here acting like house slaves and shit and running back to master. So let me play these games. And so I was like, okay, fine. So I went home. The next day, they were Deanna was texting me talking about some. Well, Stephanie wants to talk to you at 4 o'clock. Now, mind you, she said this to me and Jay. Jay did not go, but I did because I was curious.
I didn't go because I knew it was going to be them trying to fire us. So I just said, fuck
well, yeah, or trying to ban you because you're a man. But
I didn't do anything.
I know. Yeah, that's the thing. Now, mind you, you know, I get there or whatever because, like I said, I was curious. I get there and stuff, and she's talking about some, well, did you leave the register? I was like, I went to the bathroom. And she was like, well, you left the register unattended. I'm like, that's some bullshit. And then she was like, well, and then also you and some other lady and Veronica and V went in the office and destroyed the office. That's a bunch of bullshit. I was like, and she wouldn't show me the proof. So I'm like, so you don't have no proof then. If they installed these cameras for like 3 days. So by the time this day happened, all the cameras was functional. You cannot tell me as a black person in a fucking America, if a black person is gonna destroy some shit, we gonna destroy some shit.
Fuck the shit up.
We gonna destroy some shit. So the fact that you over here telling me, oh, you just damaged property. Okay, bitch. Hold on. The popos was there. They saw me leave because they needed to make sure I left the property. So if I destroy some shit and some property, I would have been arrested, right? I would have went to jail, right?
They would have had to fill out a report.
They would have had to fill out a report, right? So why was I not handcuffed in the back of the squad car with the lights on? Wee wee. All that. Huh? Yeah, tell me that. And then when I get to this place of the HR, because...
The place of the HR?
Yeah, because that bitch is stupid too, because all she keeps saying is, okay, bitch, you don't know shit from shit. You worse than Deanna.
You don't know your ass in a hole
in the brain. Nothing. And she wouldn't show me no proof. I'm like, but this is all a bunch of lies. So whatever investigation you did was not investigation. You just took somebody's word at this point and lied on my family. And they kept on saying aunt and aunt. V is not, well, she's my aunt, but not by blood. Okay, we've known each other for what, 6 years? Yeah, so she's a family friend that I call my aunt. And everybody fucking knows got a family friend that, you know, you call uncle, aunt, whatever. So the fact that you over here lying, bitch, that really, really, and you got your spy bell pepper ass house slave over there returning back to master, get the fuck out of here, bro. You a trifling ass snake in the grass.
So fear from the color purple after that white woman got
him. Man. Because I'm like, you a snake. All y'all fucking snakes. And I always been honest with everybody up in that building. I'm literally honest with everybody in that fucking building. And the fact that not a peep said shit to me. Y'all all a bunch of snakes working for master. Fuck y'all. Y'all go to hell. I hope your big toe and your pinky toe fall off at the same damn time.
And how you gonna be 19 and talking about somebody giving you attitude? Bitch, I've been working longer than you been on this earth.
Okay, I could be your mama.
So, I could be your stepmama.
Thank you. So the fact that they some trifling hoes is you know, is whatever. So They was mad that I didn't go to Harry Hines and got rid of me, so they had to get rid of me some other way. And the fact that and it's so weird because when you supposed to get, you know, your written paper or whatever the fuck it is, it's supposed to be a paper trail.
Yeah.
It's supposed to be a paper check. And that you either sign or acknowledge that you got it. There was no fucking paper trail for nobody up in here. Nobody. Nobody got written up for shit.
Oh, so, actually, I did get wrote up because my drawer was under. But it got under? Thrown away.
Yeah.
Your drawer was under? Under what?
It was like, it was yeah, under. 100. It was short. It was short, like.
Yeah, it was short.
So, oh, it was short on?
Yeah.
But it was short. It was short to $98.
I don't know how, but.
98.
I could beat that. Mine was short to $323. Guess what? The paper in the safe wasn't working. So I can only do my drive slips on the register. But I put the money in the
And I had to explain to my other system manager that when the Lumen safe, when you drop your money, if you messed with money before, when you drop your money, it has a 24-hour loop. So from 6 a.m. to the next day, 6 a.m., it covers those things. So if you drop money after that, you have to go back a day sometime just to double check. Because sometimes it might seem like you dropped more money than what you did and it didn't register, or somebody before you was short as well. So therefore, that's how you find your missing money. But no bitch up in there don't know fucking math from Adam and Eve. So they over here using sticks and stones for X and O's.
And fingers and toes.
Yeah, thank you. So they don't know. They with that new school math, which is a bunch of bullshit, because I'm in that era where I'm in between the new and old. But
what the fuck is new school math? I thought there was only one kind of math.
No. They drew this new school math out the ass hole.
It's the box and this and that.
You gotta do the X one. and the carry. Yeah. Yeah, nothing. Like,
what the fuck?
Yes.
The boxes. I knew that was a way for multiplication, but I didn't know like for addition.
Man, when I tell you new school shit right here, they over here and Deanna old as hell because she like 50 something. I got one more year before I can retire. Well, bitch, okay,
she retired. One more year.
Apparently.
Well, is she in her 60s then, damn it?
Or 50s, whatever. But so I'm just like, well, you in that old school math don't know shit, don't know how to fucking count because you always count and it'd be short, but when I count, it'd be fine. So, bitch, you don't know how to fucking count your money, period. And then you always talking about, where's my money? Bitch, you spent it.
No. I was told the first week that she started, she left a $100 bill on the floor between the registers to see if somebody was going to pick it up.
Or if they're
gonna put it in their drawer in their pocket, and I forgot who told me this, but they said that somebody came out. They was like, "You see that happened on the floor, right?" And they was like, "She was actually in the office waiting to see if somebody was gonna pick up in their pocket."
Wow, see, he was already setting up bitches. So, but anyway, but yeah, so they had to make up some shit with me to get me fired, which it was wrongful anyway, but. Yeah, there was too many damn people, too many witnesses, and too many cameras. So you're not going to tell me I want to see this fucking proof. Now, if you can prove to me that I did all this shit, I'll back the fuck away. But until then,
I'm police report.
Yeah, I want all the smoke. I want the powder smoke. I want the sniffy smoke. I want the play smoke. Okay, I want the red smoke.
I want the Kush smoke.
Okay, I want all that
purple haze.
Okay, I want the barbecue smoke. Okay, I want the choke smoke. Okay, give me all the smoke because clearly you don't got shit on me. They had to make up some shit on everybody else, but they definitely had to make up some shit on me.
Well, let's talk about how the little wannabe cute Puerto Rican boy, whatever he is, gave away
free gas. Andreas, first of all, Andreas, boy, you is ugly. Okay, you're not even a ugly duckling going to a pretty swan. Okay, you just an ugly fucking duckling. Okay, you look like the damn bird off of Finding Dory. Okay, that's how with the beady eyes, with the red eyes, just shivering and shit, with the feathers coming off on loose.
I take that out of her mouth, but I don't know what she got.
But you look ugly, bro. Okay, and I'm just saying, you giving away 300 worth of free gowns and trying to blame it on somebody, that ain't happening. I over still you.
Owe your ass whooping for that.
Everybody is owed an ass whooping. Everybody just need to get in line and be. You know what? Everybody be like this. Everybody need to be off a baby boy when they was at the park with their best friend, with the best friend with the belt, and everybody had all the thugs lined up. Yeah. We need a lineup. We need a lineup. Everybody know that scene. If you don't, you better go find it. But that's my piece. I said my piece and I said my rant.
By that, you done? You sure? All right. Well, that's it.
Fuck that bitch.
That's it for this episode.
Whoop that trick. Get a whoop that trick.
Anyway, that's it for this episode.
Love you guys, though. I really
stay
do.
Stay tuned. Peace. And always,
later. Comment.